out. See you later now, you hear? That is, if I am still here later. If today's not the day they decide to toss my sorry ass out of this office. Now, come on, Bill. Stay cheerful. Don't let them see you sweat. After all, they might decide that sweating's an impeachable offense. They'll start another investigation and spend hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars trying to test the DNA from the perspiration in my boxer shorts. Then they'll tell people that they only spent $40 million, but they'll conveniently forget to count all the salaries and all the expenses of the congressmen and the senators and the secretaries and the assistants, the electricians, the maintenance crew who come into work every day just to... Oh, who am I having this conversation with? Ooh. It's me. Same person I talk to every day. These days, better be careful. They might decide that talking to yourself is a crime worthy of the death penalty. You never know what the next thing the great moral majority in this country is going to come up with. Then again, who else have I got? I mean, Hillary doesn't want to know me on a personal level anymore, and I can't blame her. Chelsea's off to college. What a beautiful, sweet young woman she's turned out to be. If I talk to any of my coworkers or Secret Servicemen or friends, they'll be subpoenaed and grilled for hours and sent to jail for 18 months if they can't repeat back every word and every intonation of our conversations. And God forbid I should even think about going out and finding a lover that I can open up to. That's all I think about. I'm thinking about it all the time. But if I do anything about it, they'll have another 60,000-page volume to write. 60,000 pages. They wrote about a dozen little 10-minute flings that I had. It is not to be believed. If you put together every pornographic magazine that was ever published since the beginning of time, they wouldn't add up to 60,000 pages. Although I'd like to be there when they try to put that magazine together, just browse through a couple thousand pages. Just test my theory, of course. Bill, you are cracking up. When you allow your enemies to make you angry, they've won. Richard Nixon said that. Crazy old buzzer made a lot of sense sometimes. Never lost his composure, though, no matter how much shit they threw his way. Then again, he probably was never as horny as I am right now. It's a lot easier to hide paranoia than it is to conceal a perpetual erection. Oh, Monica, oh, Monica, come light my menorah.
Where have you been, Billy boy, Billy boy? Where have you been, charming Billy?
My boy Bill stands as tall and as hard as a tree.
Billy, don't be a hero. Come back to me.
Hey, down. Stay down. Stay down, down.
Cause little Willy Willy won't go home.
But you can't chase Willie around, Willie won't go.
Try telling everybody, but we all know.
Hey, little Willie, Willie won't go home. Whoa, Monica, where did you come from?
If I said heaven, would that be too much of a cliche?
I was just having a little fantasy about you.
I know. I'll tell you mine if you'll tell me yours.
Whoa, 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 hey, hey, slow down a minute.
What's wrong?
Well, Monica, you can't just waltz in off the street and expect things to pick up where they left off.
Can I? I just did.
How did you get past security?
Are you kidding? People step aside when they see me coming these days. I was just fantasizing that you could finally keep your promise and do to me what I've always done to you. What were you fantasizing?
I was fantasizing that you should go home and never come back again.
Try and throw me out.
Well, Monica!
You can't, can you? And if you call security, then there'll have to be a public record of my visit.
Monica, don't do this to me. No, Monica. Don't do this to me, please!
I don't believe it. the great Bill Clinton, nothing but a quivering wimp who lets himself be brought down by a few political smears and unsubstantiated innuendos. Maybe I was wasting my time with the wrong man.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you're obviously not the potent political powerhouse I thought you were. I think I'm going to go see what Henry Hyde is doing this evening.
Oh, here's a scene I'd pay good money to witness.
Well, that's all you have to say? You'd let me waltz out of here and into Henry Hyde's bed without even saying a word to stop me?
Why not? Old Henry Hyde could probably use a blowjob more than any man in the history of American politics.
A year ago, I might have laughed at a Taser's joke like that just to avoid offending you.
And a year ago, I might have been willing to play along with your infantile jealousy shticks. But now we all both know that you're not about to sleep with Henry Hyde. And even if you did, you wouldn't be spotting me. I'm not the one who would have to live with the nightmares and the vomiting.
You always could see right through me, couldn't you?
Monica, stop!
Jesus, you're really scared of them, aren't you?
No!
I was only teasing before.
I know you were!
I never thought that there was anything to it. But you're really afraid of what these shitheels can do to you.
Monica, I swear to you, this has nothing to do with Kenneth Starr or his sanctimonious, hypocritical hatchet men or the GOP or any investigation. This is about my wife and my daughter.
I was never about them before.
Well, that's because I never thought they'd find out before. Sometimes I get so disgusted with all these investigations and witch hunts that I feel like just walking away from it all and telling the country to go to hell. And at other times, I feel like we must already be in hell if we allow demagogues like Kenneth Starr and Joe McCarthy to exist. The bottom line is, I'm going to be out of office soon, no matter what happens. But I truly love my wife. I cherish and worship my daughter. And if those relationships can still be salvaged, I want to do everything I can to make them work.
But where does that leave our relationship?
Little more than a footnote in the history books, I'm afraid. Hey, actually, thanks to Ken Starr, you'll probably get your own chapter in every major encyclopedia. I bet you never expected that when you took the internship, did you?
I never expected a lot of things, Bubba. But I did expect to pursue my dreams. Believe it or not, I had political aspirations of my own. I hoped to run for public office someday and then maybe earn my own place in the history books. Maybe there was 1 in 1,000 chance of it happening, but it would have been nice to be able to give it a shot. Now what can I do? If I ever tried to go into politics, I'd be the laughingstock of the country all over again.
Well, that's one way you could look at it, I guess. You could also say that as of right now, you could demand 100 times more money in a publishing deal than an unglorified ex-president like a Gerald Ford or a Jimmy Carter ever could.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yes, it is. People get into politics for the fame, the money, and the power. And they usually don't get any of them until they're 50 years old. You got 2 out of 3, and you what, like 25?
I can't believe you don't know how old I am. I mean, even if you forgot, it's been published in every newspaper and magazine in the country. Joe Palooka on the street knows how old I am.
So why don't you go date Joe Palooka on the street? There's nothing for you here anymore.
That's all you have to say?
I'm sorry, Monica, but that's the way it has to be. What we had was nice. It'd be very tempting to let it continue. But it's not worth what I'd be risking. Maybe there could have been an alcoholic president in the days of Ulysses Grant, but not today.
Well, what do alcoholics have to do with anything? And who is Ulysses Grant?
This guy was buried in Grant's tomb.
I didn't know that.
We'll let that one go for now. The point is, before mass communication, before all this yellow journalism, before Oprah Winfrey and Jerry Springer existed, a candidate might have been able to get away with a drinking problem. But today, he's going to be exposed in the media 2 hours after he announces his intention to run. And I'm going to be the first one to tell him to not let the door hit him in the ass on the way out. You know why? Because a president has got to be strong. If I can't control my vices, then Starr and his boobs are right. I should step down because I am not worthy of holding the highest office in the land. And I'm certainly not worthy of the beautiful family that I have.
So what you're saying is that it's over?
What I'm saying is most of the time our dreams don't come true. At least not the way we plan them.
Yours did.
What? Having these Republicans sniffing up my ass every minute of every day? You think that's what I expected the Oval Office to be?
At least you got to the Oval Office.
And so did you. You were under the desk, you were in the closet. 99 out of 100 people will only get into the rooms that they bring you to on the White House guided tour. Most people are truck drivers and accountants and construction workers and postal clerks. And most people sleep with truck drivers and accountants and construction workers and postal clerks.
And that's what you think I should be doing?
I didn't mean it to come out like that. I'm just trying to say that even though things seem pretty glum right now, when you're kicking back on some Caribbean beach, enjoying all the money that these vulture journalists pay you, and you got a dozen good-looking young lifeguards sniffing at your feet, I bet you won't even remember that you knew an old coot like me.
How will I be able to forget? It'll be written in all the encyclopedias.
That's right. And when I'm old and worn, and I need something to make me smile, believe me, I'll be reading about us and thinking about all the good times that we had.
Will you really?
Count on it. You know, I'd like nothing more than to be able to say, call me if you ever need anything.
But if you do, it'll start another investigation. I know.
Maybe one day when I'm out of office.
What makes you think that I want to talk to you then? You'll be an old has-been and I'll be a young socialite with a half dozen lifeguards sniffing at my feet.
That's the attitude.
Take care of yourself, you big creep. And don't let him get to you.
You know, I needed to hear that today, Monica. I really did.
I know. I was in the closet listening to your little monologue, remember?
Yeah. You behave yourself now, you hear?